It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is looking to avoid a spike in COVID-19 cases this Labor Day, which is what happened after the long July 4th weekend. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy suggests sticking to familiar prevention measures that help lower virus transmission in the last few weeks.
Making sure that individuals are wearing masks, avoiding large gatherings, social distancing when both in larger or small gatherings.
She advises frequent hand washing. In recent weeks, the state has seen some of its lowest transmission rates since the pandemic began. The worry is that the long holiday weekend, combined with schools reopening, will lead to a resurgence of the virus. A federal moratorium on evictions goes into effect today, but renters and landlords may keep facing off in court. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The new order from the Centers for Disease Control says that landlords are not allowed to evict certain tenants for non-payment until the end of the year. But in Colorado, the courts won't stop accepting eviction cases. Here's state court spokesman John Sarche.
When a filing comes in, it's going to be up to each judge in each case to take a look at the circumstances and determine whether the conditions in the CDC order are met.
The order only protects people making $99,000 or less, or $198,000 for a couple. They have to attest that they're making good faith efforts to pay their rent, and they must be facing inadequate housing if they are evicted. Housing advocates say that Colorado's approach could make the situation more confusing. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
It was a rough start last night for the Denver Nuggets against the LA Clippers. Game one of a best-of-seven NBA playoff series ended with the Clippers on top, 120-97. Game two is tomorrow. This afternoon, the Colorado Avalanche either advance in the playoffs or come home for the season. They're playing Dallas in a decisive Game 7 in their NHL playoff series. This is CPR News.